Thank you for calling customer support. This is Blakey, and how may I help you today?
I'm trying to figure out what this charge was that they charged me $79 for.
All right, let me get your information and get it pulled up. What's your shipping zip code?
28356.
All right, first and last name.
Frank Morgan.
Okay. And then verify your address for security purposes.
6213 Tudor Place, Linden, North Carolina.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here. Did you sign up for a pair of earbuds?
Yeah, but I thought they were only $495 or something.
Yes, they were $599. Looks like they were based on a 14-day trial period. So you signed up on the 10th and it expired on the 5th. This is not just a one-time offer. Did you sign up for this at?
It's a what?
This is not just a one-time offer. You have to call in to cancel. This turns into a monthly subscription.
Oh, I want to cancel it then. Because I wasn't aware of the 14-day trial on them.
Yes, sir. Would you like to extend your trial 16 days, give you more time to try it?
No, I just want to cancel it.
All right. Would you like to do a 35% off in the future every 30 days?
No.
Would you like to do a 50% discount every 60 days in the future?
Nope. I just want to cancel.
That's fine. And the last one, would you like to do a 75% discount off every 30 days?
No.
All right, so basically if you want to cancel this early, they do charge an early cancellation fee of
$6.95.
Yeah, give me 1 second. Hold up. No, I'll just cancel for you. No, I won't do that. Give me 1 second. I'm just going to cancel for you. Because you said you were not aware. You thought it was just a one-time offer, so I'll go ahead and get it canceled. Give me 1 second.
I don't know what makes them earbuds so worth $79.
Are they wireless?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you know now everything is high. Look, trust me, I bought my daughter some. They were Apple. They were like $150. I mean, I don't know what those are like, but, you know.
I bought a pair for $24. They sound just fine.
Do they?
Yep.
Well, actually, you know, with Apple, you're just paying for the name, so I see why those were so expensive.
Oh, they're apples?
Yeah, the ones I got from my daughter, yeah, they're Apple.
Oh, well, these don't even say nothing on them.
They don't. He said they don't say anything. I mean, most of them, I don't know about those. I just got mine from the Apple store. That's why they were high, but now I don't know. I have to look it up. Yeah, see, this is how it works. There, as long as you read those terms and conditions, they tell you that they're going to bill you. So mostly when people sign up, they just want to pay the shipping. But if you don't read it, then that's when they bill you the full price. And it's different companies, you know, they have different ones. So they just, you know, whatever they charge. Some of them I've got are $59, $69, $79, like you said, $24. So it just depends on the company.
Yep, I know, because I learned that the hard way when I got charged the same the same way y'all are doing, because of some boxes that I didn't see were checked. I thought I was done in there, and there was other shit below it that was checked off.
Yeah, that's what I tell people. I said, you have to look, after you sign up, you have to go scroll to that bottom. And that's where it's at. But see, people don't ever do that because they think, you know, it's just like a one-time offer from, you know, the way it's advertised when they pay for shipping. People just think that's it.
Yep.
But I definitely got your account, so you don't have to worry. This is not going to be anything reoccurring. Let's see. Check your email. You should have a cancellation for the earbud that you originally signed up for.
All right.
And make sure you're careful next time. But scroll down and read that bottom.
Yeah, I know.
He's like, there probably won't be a next time.
No. Okay, I guess we're done then.
Yeah, sorry, I got everything taken care of for you. Like I said, if you want to write the number down, you're more than welcome to, but I sent it to your email.
That's what I was checking right now on my email.
Oh, okay. Sometimes it'll generate right off, sometimes it don't, or sometimes it might go in your spam if you don't see it in your inbox.
Oh, that's why, because it's with Shop Smarter. No. Did you just send me this from Shop Smarter?
I'm sorry, what does it say?
It's from Shop Smarter.
Is that what the cancellation says?
Yeah, but I just canceled this earlier, so I don't know if this is the right one.
No, this, I just canceled this for you. So that was that something else you signed up for?
What does it say? The email? What is it?
I mean, I don't know. It should say something about cancellation for your earbuds, and it should have an order number listed there. I mean, I don't know exactly what name it's gonna say, but it should say from customer service because this is a third party. So I don't know what name they may have showing up on there. But you should be able to see the time because, I mean, I just did this. So what's the time of the one that you're looking at?
Yeah. No, that was at 3:27 that cancellation. That's what I canceled earlier.
Oh, no, that was something else. So, yeah, you probably, yeah. Well, this one probably just hasn't generated because I just canceled it for you. Like I said, some people get it right off, some people don't. It just depends on your phone, your internet, basically, your server, how quickly, I guess, you get it.
Yeah, I'm using Wi-Fi somewhere, so it's probably not here yet. All right, so if I don't get the email, what do I do? Just call back? Was it due to come out again?
It's not going to come out again. That's what I'm saying. I canceled you from any reoccurring. There's nothing else going to come out. That's it. Whatever's been billed, that's all going to show up on your bill. Now, if you want to write this number down, you can. That way you don't have to call back.
All right, what is it?
All right, the cancellation is going to be C as in Charlie.
Right.
It's going to be B as in Bravo.
B?
Mm-hmm. 40.
40.
62.
62.
A as in Apple.
Alright.
The number 3.
Okay.
E is an elephant.
All right.
E is an egg. And the number 3.
You said the number 3?
Yes, that is correct.
So it's EE3.
Yes, EE3, yes.
That's it?
Yes, that's it. So if you don't receive it to your email, then you're fine. As long as you got this cancellation number and you know the date you canceled, you shouldn't have any other issues.
Okay, so it's CB4062A3EE3.
Yes, so that is correct.
All right. All righty.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer support and hope you have a great rest of your day and stay safe.
All right, bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye. Uh-huh.